you know why. Florentines, a very, very popular band over there in the UK. Brand new noise from them called Undiscovered Colors. And the colors aren't our colors, they're C-O-L-O-U-R-S colors. They're different. The Oars, they're a band from Seacoast, New Hampshire, but they also have ties to us here in Boston. And fun fact, our friend Destiny Costa's son, Noah, has been in that band. I'm not sure if he's on that track or not, but that was called Body Bag. And finished up with Ben Queller, a brand new single from him called I Quit. All right, got a couple more songs, a couple of three maybe, before we get to Steve Girasi and the Teardowns live in the studio. But I'm going to start off with this banger from a Boston band called Keyfound. This one is called Radium Girl. New noise at WMFO.
Turn out the light. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your favorite news anchor. My name is James Blonde. And as always, I have the usual uplifting stories for you this evening. There was some mangled wreckage and some car accidents today. A couple of things, well, they caught on fire. And our global ecosystem, it has inched one day closer to total collapse. In other news, and perhaps I'm bearing the lead here, there are 55 wars raging in the world today. The vast majority of those afflicted by this senseless violence are innocent men, women, and children who have no desire for war or confrontation, but are forced into this situation by people who have the highest regard for imagined, borders, and invented national interests. It's almost as if they believe that we are not one and not in this together. Excuse me for editorializing, but it is this humble, anger's opinion that history has proven war and violence to be senseless. And as we close this broadcast, I'm compelled to make this plea. Never accept war, but demand peace. Demand peace.
It's WMFO in Medford, about 10:14 in the morning. I'm Mike, and hope you enjoyed that little easy listening couple of songs I played for you. Started off with, as I said, brand new noise from Boston band Keyfound. Just a banger called Radium Girl. Cigarettes for Breakfast were next. Their new noise is flowing. And just heard the very Frank Zappa-ish Just Imagines. That's called The Price, and they're talking about peace. So kind of wanted to end on that. And at almost 10:15 in the morning, I'm going to turn up all the mics here because I have other people in here. Prove it to me by clapping, you guys. This is Steve Girasi, and the band The Teardowns are all in here this morning. Steve, we've been talking about this for a while.
Absolutely,
but it took a while, but we finally got here.
But we made it happen, and it's great to be back in the studio to kick off May, doing some solo stuff. I'm ahead of the times now.
Yeah.
But it's still April, isn't it?
It is.
Although it felt like February a couple days ago, Mike. So I'm looking forward to
this afternoon. And yeah, let's do a full weather report, shall we?
That's it. It's going to be light followed by darkness, and then light again. So we're going to be right
speaking
back
of Zappa.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So you guys were last here, I think, for Live Day like 3 years ago.
That's right.
And not only did you do a full set over in Studio D, but you took the wonderful recordings from Joel and you repurposed them and put them out.
Well, you know what a fantastic opportunity. We had a chance to talk about Live Day, how it's grown. This is going to be the 8th year. You've got some fantastic bands, and we felt so lucky to be part of two of those, Mike, and we did. We were so happy with how we cranked that day and what you did and Joel did, and we put out some of the live tunes. I think we did a full disc. A lot of them got released, and our only single, our only cover, was Johnny Cash's and Roseanne and his wife, I think, was Ring of Fire. So there you go. But we're doing some solo stuff today. We're so excited to be back. We're going to sneak into Teardowns tune or two as well.
Okay.
Too.
Tell us a little bit about your solo stuff. What's the record called?
Yeah, so the record just released in February, There Goes the Neighborhood. And Mike, it's been a long time brewing. Some of the songs have been stewing in the percolator for a long time. But
brewing and stewing.
Brewing and stewing. That's what we've been doing. And
my God.
There are five tunes on the EP. Dave Westner, the fantastic Dave Westner, did a fantastic job. Not only producing, great guy, A.
Yeah.
B, fantastic musician and producer. So it's fantastic to work with Dave. He likes to get the songs ahead of time. We bang them out in about one day in the studio. And the guys are great because, you know, they haven't had too many run-throughs, and we're going to play some of them today.
I heard about that this morning, yeah. It's like, what, one
run-through? No, that's how these guys are ready to go.
You
guys are pro. That's
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
That's right. So tell us a little bit about the guys that are with you.
For sure. Jason Hornick.
Hello. Pleasure to be
Keyboards.
Here.
Dan Moranci.
That is correct.
Bass, I think.
Guitar?
No, guitar. I play bass in another group.
I sort of could tell just by
That's
your stance.
Right. Yeah.
You guys have a certain bass stance.
That's true.
And a bass face when you play, too. I'm just saying.
That's right.
That's it.
Yeah.
And who's the gentleman on percussion?
That is Mike Green, left-handed drummer.
Another Mike.
Mike Green playing the percussions today. Two mics in the house.
Yeah.
And last but not least in the room today is Chris Martin.
Like a real bass player. I'm just like one of those guitarists that thinks they can also play bass.
There's a lot of you guys.
And it would be, we have to mention our sixth teardown, who's busy emptying his sock draw today. He couldn't make it in. But anyways, Alan's actually working today. So there
All
you
right.
go.
Hi, Alan. All right, so you guys are going to try and bang out like 5-6 songs today.
Yes, sir. We're going to get it done. We're going to be kicking off today with There Goes the Neighborhood. And it's really about a song when things are changing around you, and you look around and you see a lot of things that have been changing, and the neighborhood's one of them. But sometimes some things don't seem like they feel, and it's about phasing out and some things changing over.
Okay, well, I'm going to swing this mic around, and I'll turn it off while I do it so it won't go. And then it's going to be Steve and his friends here in the studio at WMFO.
All right. That's good. Struts, Chanel seduces me in the breeze. Should've broke away clean, and I fall down to her knees. California girl to warn ya, tugging hard on my sleeves. I'm a firefly coming in hot, don't clap as you please. Sniffing, and they lock your scent.
Sniffing Hey, like you said, there goes your neighborhood, my friend. Neon stars, Hollywood scenes, star in the scene. Prisoner of these iron fences, fall hard on me. Bought into this carnival life, can't afford the fee. Keeping up with the Joneses, got the best of me. There goes the neighborhood, my friend. The car's coming up the driveway, time to pay the rent. The dogs are sniffing, hey, they like your scent.
Oh, yeah.
There goes the neighborhood, Mike.
There you go. Yeah, I can see
Thanks,
it. It's going right by out there.
Gone.
Yeah,
it's
you
gone,
guys.
Gone.
So that's one rehearsal.
Yeah.
With these guys.
Yeah. These guys, they get on it quickly.
Nicely done. All right. You're up. What's next?
Thank you, Mike. Okay. The next one's called Night Sky Writer. And this one I wrote not too long ago about people that love to do art, kind of like the pterodons, for the sake of it. And, you know, if someone is listening, it's even better. If someone appreciates that art, picture a night sky writer who loves to do sky art, and they do it on their own just for the sake of it. But on a full moon night, Mike, some people just might notice it. So this is Night Sky Writer. Ready, boys?
Riding at night, black clouds light against the sky, full moon on rise, the pleasure's all mine. Never notice tiny smiles in my eye, drifting by. Don't stare too close, fade away like sky. Riding at night, fog clouds your mirror.
Ooh.
Too much hot air, blank lines stare back, getting clearer.
Ooh.
Just like sky riding at night.
Ooh.
Blank lines drawn across the sky. Time. Close your eyes, rainbows surround. Close your ears, vibrations astound. Open your heart, love's all around. Renew my love, send in the hound. Eyebrows raised,
ooh.
Noses in the air. Dark sky obscures,
ooh.
Hey, something's unfair. Just like sky riding at night,
ooh.
just like sky riding at night.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Black lines drawn across the sky. Full moon on high.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Never, never, never notice the passing time. Time. Time.
Ooh. Steve and the Teardowns killing it here in Studio A.
Thanks so much, Mike.
We heard There Goes the Neighborhood, which is the title track, I believe, from your latest solo effort in Night Sky Rider just now. What you got next, guys?
We have Voice in My Head coming up right here, Mike. And,
I know that well.
Voice in My Head. By the way, MFO has been fantastic about playing our cuts early and often. We really appreciate the support of the passion. We were talking about earlier, the passion of music. It's here, and we always appreciate that from you, Mike, and the whole staff here. So thank you.
Very welcome. That's why we're here.
Absolutely, man. So Voice in My Head, pretty much it's that voice that can make us want to climb a mountain one day, or it's the voice that sometimes doesn't want us to get out of bed. It's that inner voice pushing us sometimes the good way, sometimes the bad way, but it's the voice. And it goes something like this.
The lights share inside, bring you fright, take you places you shouldn't be. You are what's ailing me. I'm the loudest voice at a table for one. Truth bombs under the sun. Lock me up, I don't care. Threatening to clear the air. Me against you, that's alright. Out of your skin, out of sight. Oh, voice in my head.
Voice in my head.
Hey, make your bed. Oh, voice in my head.
Voice in my head.
Get some street cred. Too fat, too thin, got a double chin. Hey, hurry up, lift the lid, don't fall in. Third degree, sinking gravity. Spawn partner, all for free. Knock me up, kick me down. Send me upside. Just go drop dead. You kick me up, you push me round, down to the ground. Turn me up, spin me around, round and round. Bubble up for air, people see. I give you words, you sing for me. Oh, voice in my head.
Voice in my head. Thank you, Mike.
Right. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Diverting a little bit.
An original Morancy.
Yep. From, I don't know, something that we put out at some point in time called Gin and Cement.
Many years ago.
Yes, many years ago. Oh, yeah, me and Chris start this one. Here we go. I count it off for some. 1, 2, 3, 4. Take me home, I mean it. Oh, got another accident. Browning out and seeing. A vision, gin and cement.
Vocal work in here live in the studio is not easy at 10 something in the morning.
Great job, Dan. Nice guys. Composition.
Nice call.
Thanks,
nice
going.
That's really
My
good.
Pleasure.
All right. So, Gin and Cement, that was a while ago.
Yeah.
Probably not a good idea to go in a bar and say that to the bartender.
Yeah. What was the setup of that, Dan? We didn't get the skinny on that one.
That's a long story. I drank a bunch of gin and my head hit some cement.
So great. A cautionary tale of what not to do, I
yeah,
guess.
Exactly.
Don't mix them together then.
Exactly.
All right.
All right. You got about two more, I guess.
Yeah, man.
What's going on next?
So, Mike, this one, a new normal, is a term that we all unfortunately got too used to a few years ago when COVID started. And I sat down in front of the fireplace, speaking of gin. My wife and I had a nice crackling fire, bottle of wine, and I started writing my rock pandemic opera. 17 songs. And this is one of the first ones when people had to stay inside and develop a new way they were living. It's called The New Normal. It was a comedy, so you got to take it that way. We can laugh about it now, right?
Yeah.
All right. Boys, ready? Out together alone, hunker down in this shrunken home. I've cooked and cleaned
Wine's ready by two. My pajamas looking groovy. Morning, night, noon. How long must it last before it can go out past? Can I go see some friends? I'll be back real fast. Meditation, contemplation, board games, they never last. Board games, schmord games, I hit the limit. Two shots of vodka, one gin, feel the gimlet. Thought of something that we can do, just the two.
About the new normal.
All right.
You got one more in you?
Yeah, one more mic, and I'm going to change gears for a second and pull out the alto.
Oh, sax coming.
Sax coming.
All right.
We have a show coming up on the 17th at the Hearth, a nice little restaurant in Needham. Come over and get something nice to eat and listen to the music from 7 to 9, and then a couple shows later in the summer, and more things coming on the calendar, too, so... Well, this last one, Paradise Lost, it's really about a relationship or relationships when they kind of go downhill, but we keep on climbing back up that hill, hoping for a different outcome, but somehow, some things just keep on repeating themselves. So Paradise Lost. I'm going to pull up some lyrics here. All right. One, two, three. Thank you. hill. Always go back and we get our fill. Try, try getting up the hill. Then we relive and do it again. Say, this is my paradise lost. 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 This is my paradise lost.
This is my paradise lost.
This is my paradise lost.
This is my paradise lost.
This is my paradise lost.
This is my paradise lost.
This is my
WMFO Medford, 10:43 in the morning. Yeah, I'm always looking backwards. That's my problem. Thanks to you guys. That's six really great songs. Most of them Steve's solo work. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity again to bring these out and play them live. It's always fun to be here. We always look forward to the next time.
Yep.
And thanks again, man.
Thank you, Mike.
Now, you mentioned you're playing out in a restaurant. I don't think you mentioned the day or the...
So on the Friday night, April 17th,
yeah,
from 7 to 9 p.m., we're playing at the Hearth Restaurant in Needham. Great spot. They turned it from a nice family restaurant into a great place for comedy some nights and other nights for music. And this happens to be a nice music night. We played there last on New Year's Eve, and they had about four or five fabulous bands playing through the night. So we're lucky to go back there again.
Love to hear that.
Yeah, and later in the summer, we're going to be playing at a great... beach bar down in Marshfield called the Jetty, and that's going to be on Saturday night.
Marsh Vegas.
July. That's right, Marsh Vegas. July, I think it's the 10th, and then we're playing Dover, Massachusetts Summer Concert Series a couple nights later on the 14th. So it's the 10th and the 14th.
All right, cool. I'm so glad it's the weather's warming up finally. All right. Please come back again. Great to see you guys, and thank you for lugging all this stuff upstairs this morning. And thank you, everybody out there, for listening. Really appreciate it. It's 10:45 in the morning. I'm Mike. I'll be here till 11, till something about the women comes in. And I've got a couple more songs for you till that happens. Going to start off with some new noise from a little band called U2. They've got something brand new. Just came out yesterday, as a matter of fact. This is called In a Life. It's brand new noise. Right here at WMFO, simulcast on Bumblebee Radio.
you when you don't care. In the empty space that occupies your place, I'll meet you there. A penny on the track, we run and get it back. The driver on the train souls in so much pain, says love flatten, but it won't crack. The coin will crack.
Cut your skull with it in the end of life. Oh yeah. listening to Mike on the Mic on 91.5 WMFO Medford and BumblebeeRadio.com.
WMFO Medford, 10:56 in the morning, simulcast on Bumblebee Radio as well. I'm Mike. Just had a short set there, brand new from U2. It is a new EP that just came out yesterday called Easter Lily. Notice the timing there. They're no fools. That was In a Life. Low Cut Connie had some new noise called Oh Yeah, and then just finished up with Brad Marino from Agent of Chaos. Just new this year. I Don't Want You Anymore. And sorry, Brad, I cut off your like first two words of your song. I wasn't paying attention. Sorry.
He just called. He's pissed.
Yeah? Why is he calling you? Boy, you're making yourself laugh there, aren't you? What's up with you? That's weird.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it's because you're newly retired.
I am retired.
That's crazy.
And I'm also re-tired.
Yeah.
I am tired.
Well, you can't be tired. You have a two-hour show to do.
I know, right?
Yeah. This is Sue Edelman, everybody, by the
yes.
way. She's going to be here for 2 hours doing something about the women, and she's going to fall asleep.
Nah. It's just today was the first day I had to get up at a certain time in
right.
a whole week.
So it's been a week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so weird. I went to the movies in the middle of the day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So weird.
I know. You notice all the other people that are hanging around? They're our age.
I know. I know. That's what's weird.
Yeah. But it's good. We worked all our lives for this.
I know. Yeah, I know. I hope I don't end up eating cat food, you know, on a street corner. But for now, it's good.
Some of that cat. Have you seen the commercials? Some of that cat food.
My cats mean, eat better than I do.
Yeah, it's got some great ingredients in there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's no kale.
Oh, kale, no.
No, no. So how's your partner? How's Cheryl taking it, having you all around all the time without working?
You know, she's been retired for like
yeah, I know.
4 years or something. So she's like, wow, this is really weird that you're not sitting at your desk like 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Have you got any calls from work? Like, hey, where was this? And how do I...
You know, I told them they could call me. And so far, I've only had to talk to them about like stuff about my... separation, as
right.
they call it.
Right.
But the greatest thing was that my whole team flew in from all corners of the country for my last week, which we never see each other. But we've worked together for over 10 years.
Did you
years.
Know they were coming?
Yeah, yeah. But okay. It was like, it was so great. We just like went out to eat, went to all our favorite restaurants, and had a great time. So it was really nice of them to all come out from like San Francisco and Texas wow. and Chicago. Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, congratulations
yeah.
to mm-hmm. you.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I had a countdown going since about 130 days
oh,
out.
God, I know. This is what it's like. All right. So at just about 10:59 in the morning, it's just about time for something about the women at WMFO Medford. I know who you're going to start with.
Yes.
Jill.
We're going to start with Jill Sobule. Keeping her memory alive by starting every show with a song from her. Actually, next month is the 1 year anniversary of her death on May 1st, wow. which is sad. But yep. the documentary about her is going forward, which is awesome. So I'm really looking forward to that. Right now, the working title is "She's Going to Sing, You're Going to Listen." So yeah, I mean
I'm not going to argue with that.
No. No. So anyway, yeah, we'll start with Jill Sobule. Something from Alive. Jill Comes Alive. Little play on Frampton Comes Alive.
Yeah. And what's the name of this first song?
This song is called Almost Great.
All right. Welcome. So it's not great. It's
almost great.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Stay tuned for Sue right here at WMFO Medford and Something About the Women. I'm Mike. Thanks for listening, everybody. Oh, by the way, next week, The Sins will be here live in studio.
Awesome.
Yay. All right.